Thank you. I'm Marina. I'm from Russia. I'm a professor of Bauman Technical University, Moscow. Bauman Moscow Technical University. And here in India, I and two of my friends from Russia came to bring the news about Master Rikla, who lives in Altai Mountains, to tell about his work, for us, for people. And we brought to India photo exhibition that is presented at the hall near to this building. And today we would like to present for you some video films about Master Rikla, about his work in Altai, and about places of power which Master Rikla creates, about magnets which he led in Altai and in some other places. Many of you visited our photo exhibition, and I talked about Master, about his work, but I would like to repeat. Master Rikla began his work in 1995. The first place power led by Master Rikla was in Lake Baikal. It is also in Siberia. Here, everyone can see the map of Russia and Siberia, which is on the east. So the first place of power initiated by Master Rikla was in Lake Baikal, on the north, in the north part of this of island Olkhon, in the Lake Baikal. And then, after this place, Master continued his work in Altai Mountains. You can ask, why Master create and awaken places of power? Everyone knows that nowadays there are a lot of negativity on the earth. Man became a consumer of natural resources of the earth. Different earthquakes, cataclysms take place nowadays. So the energy balance of the earth destroyed. To balance the energy or the aura of the earth, to give pure energy to us, the mission of the Rikla was revealed. What Master does? We know about places of power. They existed all time, from the ancient times. But to present time, most of these places of power destroyed. Destroyed because of earthquakes, cataclysms. Destroyed by human. Everyone knows about Egyptian pyramids. So to balance the aura of the energy, aura of the planet, Master opens new places of power, connecting them with the single cosmic magnet. The place of power is connected with the single cosmic magnet, the flow of pure energy pour from the cosmos to the earth. In Altai, Master led the energy parabola. As I said, the left shoulder of this parabola begins in Lake Baikal. The center of the parabola is in Mongolian Altai. This is Mount Tabin Bata Ola. The right shoulder is Mount Kailash. The energy moving through this parabola distributes all over the surface of the Earth through special constructions, through special invisible channels. And in this way, the flow of pure energy from cosmos to Earth is done. Master says that this pure energy not only to balance the aura of the Earth, this energy, pure energy only also to expand the consciousness of the man, because we forgot that nature and the people is a one living organism, that we are connected each other. If we destroy nature, we destroy themselves. So Master Vikla says about unity in a whole, about unity man and the nature, about unity all people, about unity all teachers, because we know time from time on the Earth, on different continents, in different countries, the energy of teacher happens. Each teacher who came or who comes to the Earth show for us, for people, the way, the path which we should follow to move themselves to the light, to the God. But all ways which teachers bring for us, for people, merge into one evolutionary way of all humanity. Master Ritla says about it, says about unity. Very often our days we can see that people follow one teacher and reject some others' teachings. But we are a part of the whole. Rejecting one part of the whole, it is impossible to comprehend, to get to know the whole in itself. So we are here. We are messengers of Master Rikla. Our photo exhibition, our video films, as a support of spiritual bridge ever built by great spirits between India and Russia, between all people. Master Rikla considers to be extremely important spiritual union between India and Russia, because India has wisdom, has knowledge, has spiritual experience. Russia has the most powerful potential of spirit, power. If we unite, there can be one power that can help all humanity, not only our two countries. This power can help all humanity, can save us from destruction, can lead them to liberation. So it's the main information I would like to tell you, speaking about Master Rikla. Now I suggest to watch film about mountain river Katun, which is in Altai, then you can see the film where Master Rikla gives the information about role of Russia in the nowadays and in future period. And then you can see some places of power and work of Master Rikla in these places. After watching these films, if you will have any questions, we can discuss them. And also I invite you to visit our photo exhibition, who could not see it, at the building opposite our this hall. So thank you.